Well, we studied Ezekiel chapter 36, verses 22 to 36 this past Sunday for the sermon. And I think this week we get a good opportunity to sort of unpack the passage and talk about it. So feel like probably a devotion, but also might feel like a kind of a mini Bible study. So Ezekiel chapter 36, verses 22 to 36. And to give context, at this point, Israel, they were in exile in Babylon. There's some things going on there while they're in exile, a lot of things actually. One of the things that's happening is that some false prophets are sort of telling them that they'll be able to return home soon, that this exile won't be short, that, you know, God maybe doesn't really mean what he says he'll mean, that it'll be short, it'll be a speedy return home, and all of these things. So this is kind of at play while they're in exile. But the prophet Ezekiel writes in chapter 33 that their beloved Jerusalem has fallen, which obviously would destroy any hopes for a speedy return home. And so this is just an interesting, probably missed dynamic here of God's people, even within their discipline, still not listening to the words of God and still listening to the culture and the others around them. Throughout Ezekiel, up until this point, God has done a lot of reproving, a lot of correcting. He has talked about how Israel has profaned his name, has polluted his land, has offended his holiness, and all of these things. But chapter 36 is really a glorious chapter because it picks up with the good news. It picks up with the future restoration that is to come for Israel, the future redemption that is to come. And I think for us, as we read a chapter, a prophecy, something as glorious as Ezekiel 36, now with the benefit of hindsight, there's this explicit command for us to remember who we are, to remember who we represent, to remember who we belong to. We're God's people, those that are in Christ, put their faith in Christ and trusted him for their life are in Christ. They're God's covenant people. And so that comes with some things that we must do. We must represent his holiness to the world. We must tell others about him. We must live to glorify him. We must obey his statutes. And here's the beautiful thing about God, the God of the Bible, is that he doesn't leave us there to do that ourselves. He helps us do that. He equips us to do that. And the way he does that is through the Spirit and through changing us with the Spirit. So the big idea, the big sort of thesis of Ezekiel 36, verses 22 to 36, really come in verses 26 and 27. And they say this: I will give you a new heart, and a new spirit I will put within you. I will remove the heart of stone from your flesh and give you a heart of flesh, and I will put my spirit within you and cause you to walk in my statutes and be careful to obey my rules. And these are some of the most glorious promises in all of Scripture, that God will swap out your heart of stone and put in a heart of flesh. He will give you a new Spirit. He will make you the new creation that Paul talks about. And really the main idea of this passage, I think, for us is this, that the good news of the gospel is that we are not only forgiven, but we are also changed. We're not only forgiven, but we are also changed. And I think if God simply forgave us and didn't change us and gave us a second chance and a third chance, we would continue to rebel against him again and again. But through his Spirit, God changes our nature. He recreates us. He gives us a new heart, new spirit. Now that desires to obey and follow him in faith. Now that's not to say we don't still struggle, right? But it goes back to this command of remember who you are, remember what type of power you have, remember what type of comfort you have in the Holy Spirit. And so we'll talk about this week, and we'll kind of see three points in this passage that we'll unpack, and that's God's intervention, that's verses 22 to 24, that's God's regeneration, the actual regeneration of the sinner, verses 25 to 33, and God's restoration, verses 34 to 36.